The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we got a little far afield there in the last hour, and I wasn't managing my time properly, so we have a couple callers we have asked to hold over for this hour, and that going out quick was not Chris's fault. That was all me. So occasionally I just get yakking too much, but that's why you tune in to hear me. Yeah. All right, let's talk to Matthew in Pasadena. Good morning, Matthew, by the way. How are you?
I'm doing well. Coach still kicking my butt. But,
yeah.
Mr. Ellis.
Mr. Matthew.
Tony, sir, what we have here is you have a failure to communicate properly.
What did I do?
Because Struthers was not the warden. He was the captain.
The captain.
Yeah.
Well, that was a caller who said warden. I simply asked who the character was that made that statement. The caller identified him as the warden, and then they called him captain.
But he was the captain. We never saw the warden. I've watched that movie probably 100 times.
So we never saw the actual warden, but he was the guy in charge. He was the acting on the warden's behalf. Could we go that far?
Correct.
Ah, got it.
So, anyway.
All right, anyway, are you done beating me up? My buddy John said I said something different also. So, anyway.
Yeah, I was like, I had to do IMDb, because I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen the warden. And I knew who the voice was.
Okay.
Like I said, I know that movie way too well. That's how I called. I called to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir.
And hopefully a prosperous new year, and keep up the good work with the Hunting Coalition.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Last Monday, and I haven't put this out on social media yet, but our advocate, Bill Miles, and I, we're friends. I mean, we're, personal friends. And the friendship has grown, exponentially over the last few years, but he called me and goes, look, we got to go see this guy down in Southern Maryland. I mean, way down in Southern Maryland. I'm like, okay. He goes, well, I said, what's this about? He goes, I had something for the coalition, and, I'm like, okay, all right. So I meet Bill. He drives, and we go to the fellow's place. His name is Donnie Poe, and he's a sign painter. Now, he's retired from federal government. He's got other talents, but primarily he likes to paint these signs. His lettering is spectacular, okay? So he says, I've always wanted to, I own a couple of these signs. I wanted you to see this guy, meet this guy. I'm like, okay, Bill. We walk in, and there's a hand-painted sign that says, Maryland Hunting Coalition, founded 2014 by Alan Ellis. He said, Merry Christmas, buddy. Hand-painted sign with a canvas back dock and a white-tailed deer on the other side, that represent the strict liability repeal and the Poaching Restitution Act and all that type of stuff. And we took a picture. I'll probably put that up on our Facebook page today. But yeah.
You need to do that because, we're very blessed to have you every Saturday morning. And I mean that sincerely because, like I said, I'm very loyal to you every morning.
You humble me. You humble me.
Your knowledge is impeccable, and you're just an all-around great guy. So, my wish to you and your family, just have a very merry and healthy and safe Christmas.
Same to you, Matthew. Same to you. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
You have a blessed holiday.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. There he goes. I talked to Felix in Pikesville. Good morning, Felix. Thank you for holding on. I'm sorry you had to wait so long.
That's fine.
What's
morning,
up?
Alan.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas. I'm still trying to win at CBA. I got a quick little story to tell you about something like that.
Okay.
I grew up in southern West Virginia and on a farm and a couple farms around us. I had a buddy live on the next farm. Well, around Christmas time, we usually get together and compare or whatever we got for Christmas. And they had an old flint block, about a barrel about a mile long.
Mm-hmm.
And the loader people, you know, they had a little club down there. They borrowed these flint blocks. And we decided to load that thing up. How we ever got loaded, I don't know, a couple of boys. And they poured it full of powder and wadding. And I don't think we used a ball or anything, but flash pan on it, loaded it up. Nobody wanted to fart.
I can't imagine why.
Well, I've been farting 10 gauges and hunted with an old poke stock diamond arms.
Right.
12 gauge, which I still have. And I said, I'll fart. Well, I did. And you know what happened? I got knocked on my keister.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, you must have loaded that thing pretty hard with powder.
Well, they loaded it. I farted. They didn't want to fart.
I farted.
I'm on my shoulder bus card for 3 weeks.
Not bad. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, that was a while ago, but a memorable experience, huh?
Yeah, I know why I remember that. When you got talking about those muzzleloaders today, that popped in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I never hit
a thing with a flintlock. You know, Pennsylvania used to have a flintlock season when I was my late teens, early 20s, and we bought a couple of them. I never shot a thing with a flintlock. I've taken a couple with the what they call the musket cap or the cap. Oh, I can't remember.
Well, this wasn't a cap.
This is a flint. I get it.
You put a powder in a flash
yep.
pan or whatever it was.
Yep.
In a breech.
But I did buy a nice flintlock this year. Got a very reasonable price on it at Hafer's Gunsmithing, as a matter of fact. One of our customers, somebody traded one in. It was a Thompson Center Renegade flintlock, and I wound up with it, so at 54 caliber. So I have two 54s now, and I plan on shooting both of them here eventually. So anyway, well, Felix, I'll tell you what. You have a Merry Christmas, and thank you for a great story, and we hope that if you win that muzzleloader, it'll be a little bit easier on your shoulder than that old flintlock.
We'll give it a try.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's see. Okay. Let me know when you're ready there, Pepe. Ready to go? Frank in St. Michael's. Good morning, Frank. How are you, bud?
Wow, that was quick.
Well, yeah. Well, Felix held on for 16 minutes through the news.
Well,
so,
I'm kind of fortunate then.
Well, you just got in at the right time, that's all.
Well, Alan, a few moments ago, a gentleman gave you some extensive compliments, and I wanted to speak to your decency as well. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Been listening to you for like, it was right after you got back on the air.
Right. Yeah, I can't remember what the date is. I have to look on my own website to tell you what date that was. But
yeah, kind of discovered you by accident, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
then there was another fellow. What was it that he said, when you wake up tomorrow, if you only had what you were thankful
for? That was Mark. Yeah, he has a sign on his desk that said, what would your life be like, I guess, or what would it be like, or, you know, what if you woke up tomorrow with only the things you thank God for today?
Yeah, and I thought that was worth repeating.
It is, very much so. Yep, exactly right. Well, this is not the new year yet, but I'm exceedingly grateful for everything that's happened in 2016. And, you know, we're just moving forward with a new chapter of my life. I know you know Robin from living in the Easton area. And,
yeah, I deliver where she works.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, my new partner, and we're good to go.
Yeah, I'm familiar, and I'm happy, truly happy for the both of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Frank. Thank you, buddy.
Well, take care of yourself.
All right, Merry Christmas, bud.
Likewise.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Thanks for weighing in. Yeah, by the way, we are still giving that muzzleloader away for the month of December. You still can register for the contest. Pepe will take your name and phone number first. And that's the only rules. Call in, leave your name and number, and then go on the air with me. And you don't have to say anything except I just wanted to get in the contest or hi or whatever you want to say. And we're here to do that. I have no wants for Christmas. I really don't. No needs really, except, you know, the things you can't buy for health and for, you know, and I just, if you have your health, you have everything. And I just got to take care of it. And all of us owe it to ourselves to take care of it. So we just need to sit down and realize, what we have, what abundance we have, what tremendous possessions we have. And, you know, I'm at that stage where I'm starting to clear things out, move things out, give things away, donate things, and there's going to be more of that as I go ahead and go forward, and just try and get the house in order to get ready to move and put the house on the market. So, I'm just getting ready to turn a new chapter in my life, and I'm looking so forward to it. And that's personal, and I don't have to say that to you, but you've been with me for a long, long time. We celebrated 28 years on the air here last Saturday, and, going into 29 and 30 and beyond that, we'll see what happens. But we just got to remember the real reason for the season, and we got to remember our friends and our family because time is short. I got a call from our webmaster, our buddy Barry, who lost his wife this past year. And it's a tough time of year for Barry, very tough time of year for, and, when he hears of the passing of a friend, like we talked about, John Bay from Doug Hill Rod and Gun Club, I got a nice email from one of our listeners who talked about, thanks for mentioning John because he helped this guy, one of our listeners, through a very tough time. Instrumental in getting him back on his feet at a terrible time, like an unwanted divorce and hardship and that type of thing, and how he's going to be missed. So, John, John's a great guy. He passed this week, unfortunately. We just gotta take a look around, see what we've got. Can't get overwhelmed with the busyness of the season. I wanted to stop at a shop, one of the big box stores, down by the airport last night, and I was on my way home, and I looked, and I drove into the parking lot or around the parking lot, and I said, you know what? This is insanity. There's nothing I need to get for anybody that bad that I need to put myself through this. Not now. I don't have to. Just a whole new way of looking at things. So anyway. All right. Well, enough of that. Let's talk to some of our callers here. We've got Nick on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good, Alan. How you doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. What's going on?
I just wanted to call in and get entered for the muzzleloader contest. So I'm away goose hunting.
You're in, buddy. Have you been out yet this year?
I've been out this first morning for goose. Been out mostly sika deer hunting so far this year. But with the rain, figured change it up this morning and go chase some geese.
I'll tell you what, if I had my choice today, I'd be in the sika deer blind.
Well, I got all next week.
Yeah, me too. And we've got Jacob staying with us for a couple of days next week, so we're going to make the best of that in the sick of deer, blind, and we'll be happy to put some more meat in the freezer if we can. So
there you go. Well, good luck to you, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Nick. Take care, buddy. Good luck out there.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's talk to Mark in Nottingham. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Morning, Alan.
What's up?
First, I'd like to say happy holidays to you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
And I got my first sika deer 3 years ago. I hunt in the Quantico area.
Right.
And after eating that meat, I can tell you it is incredible.
It is indeed. We actually have I don't like deer meat, robin, mm-hmm. hooked on sika deer. Of course, when you take a tenderloin and you caress it in butter and a little salt and pepper, and it's medium rare, and you serve it at perfect temperature, and Oh, man, it melts in your mouth. Yeah, there's nobody that doesn't like that who's carnivorous anyway. So
absolutely.
We got Robin hooked on that, so it's all good.
The real reason I called was I heard this week secondhand that there was a fish kill up at Mariner Point. I was wondering if you had any information.
I had no,
heard anything.
I did not. I had no idea. So we'll have to check that out. Mariner Point.
Yes, sir.
Mm. What was Kit? What was the what
it,
was?
It was bass, carp, all kind of perch.
Ooh, that sounds like toxin. That doesn't sound like an algae bloom or anything. It's the wrong time of year, the wrong temperature, and everything else for that.
Agreed. It's very similar to the time last year the fish kill in Middle River.
That's right. We'll check that out.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So,
all right.
Holidays again.
Thanks, Mark. Merry Christmas to you. Take care. Bye bye. There he goes. Joshua, Pasadena. Good morning, Joshua. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. I've been listening to you for a while now, since I guess back when you worked at Bass Pro Shops.
Mm-hmm.
I was a college intern, and I remember writing you an email saying, is this the Alan Ellison
nah.
on the radio?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to also convey another saying that, because I heard you all relaying some sayings earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Treat your body like you're going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
And treat your soul like you're going to die tomorrow.
I love it. Treat your body like you're going to live forever. Treat your soul like you're going to die tomorrow.
Yes. So I just wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Joshua.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. There he goes. Yeah, remember that guy. All right. Thank you for the kind comments there, old man John. Appreciate that. Yes, indeed. You're right. Absolutely right. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. It's time for me to tell you about Winter Gunderland. Winter Gunderland at Clyde Sports Shop. A lot of rebates. I said them all last hour, very briefly. $100 on all shotguns. $75 on the X-Bolt rifles. Rebate of $50 on the AB3 Hunter and the 1911 22 pistols and $25 on all the Buckmark pistols. Now, look, you can get an A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet for a $100 rebate. With comes for regular price, of course, with a $100 rebate at Clyde Sports Shop. This gun comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blades Duro Touch Camo, a fiber optic front sight, humpback receiver, ergo balance, recoil operated kinematic drive, auto loader shotgun, 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. You can get the X Bolt, high powered rifle, extremely accurate bolt action rifle, available in all standard magnum and short magnum calibers. Beautiful gun, excellent shooting gun. Put some good optics on it and you'll have a fine deer rifle. And then the AB3 Hunter, the combo package bolt-action rifle that I was telling you about, comes in select calibers, 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm Remington Mag, and 300 Win Mag. Comes with a walnut stock, a blue finished barrel, and receiver, and a factory-mounted Buckmaster 4-12, 40mm reticle BDC rifle scope, all for a great price. And a $50 rebate. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. And check out the full line of Browning ammunition while you're there. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com, or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. You know what? The 2017 Great American Outdoor Show is coming up February 4th through the 12th, 2017 in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Guess what? After the first of the year, we're going to be giving away tickets to that. It's the world's largest consumer outdoor show. 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions. Exhibitors and events that span over 650,000 square feet. With 1,100 exhibitors, you'll find everything you need to enjoy the outdoor show. Now, the NRA Country Concert at the Great American Outdoor Show features Dustin Lynch and Granger Smith with special guest Tara Thompson. That's Saturday, February 11th, 2017. The doors open there at 6:30 p.m. For tickets, for details, and more information on the world's largest outdoor show, the Great American Outdoor Show, February 4th through 12th in Harrisburg, visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmases.
There goes Bing. Let's talk to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, how are you, dear?
All the best in 2017.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Same to you and yours. Same to you and yours, Ruth.
Very good. Take care and have a great weekend.
I know you're busy. You too. Thank you. You working today?
No, sir.
Good for you. Congratulations. Yeah. Take care.
Thank you very much.
All right. See you soon.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes, Ruth. Lovely lady. Yep. Bing Crosby, another hunter. One of Robin's favorite songs, White Christmas by Bing Crosby. She loves snow. Loves snow. So, like to have some snow for deer season. That would have been great. Love hunting deer in the snow. Love hunting sick of deer in the snow. That's even better. But we'll see what happens. Maybe. Maybe not. So, yeah, it's certainly been cold enough. That's for sure. So, oh, my. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Still plenty of time to get in the muzzleloader contest today. Don't wait till the last second to call. But we'll be more than glad to take your name and number. And Pepe Rojas will do that for you. And we will get you in the contest. Probably draw that name next week for the new winner. And Mark called in earlier, who won this this November muzzleloader, and he has couldn't say enough good things about it. So, and we can't say enough good things about our fine friends at CVA, and it's pretty cool that I can call their factory guy, their the face of CVA's Chad Scher. He's the guy on the videos and TV, and he did an interview here for us earlier and called him yesterday, had a little question, and he was able to answer it right away. So I thought that was pretty cool. A Montgomery County man was charged with poaching December 10th after he killed a deer on county property. Mark Douglas Johnson, 58 years old, of Olney, received citations for using a rifle to hunt deer in an area restricted to shotgun only, hunting without written permission from the landowner, and county property, hunting without written permission from the landowner, and failing to wear fluorescent orange. His rifle with a noise suppressor and a scope, a flashlight, and a rifle bag were seized as evidence. Montgomery County Police contacted Natural Resources Police after seeing Johnson hunting on county land near Reddy Branch, Stream Valley Park. Mr. Johnson is scheduled to appear in Montgomery County District Court February 14th. If he pleads guilty before that date, he'd face a fine of $950. If he contests the charge in court and found guilty, he could be fined as much as $4,500, according to the press release. We need to do a little calling here to talk to some folks at NRP. The Poaching Restitution Act comes in after a conviction in court, of course, and it's a mandated penalty. But it is a restitution penalty, not necessarily what we would call a fine. It's basically paying back the state for the value of the animal that was taken, stolen from the landscape. Let's talk to Margaret, Kent Island. Good morning, Margaret. How are you?
I am wonderful. I do listen to your show every morning, every Saturday morning. It's been about 7 years now. I've never actually been hunting, but I love hearing about the show. I've learned a lot. I'd like to be in the muzzleloader contest because I know someone who will take me hunting as long as I have my own gun. They don't entrust me with theirs.
Well, that's awful. That's awful. I'll hand just about any of my firearms to someone else to shoot.
Well,
you know, I mean, come on, but maybe you'll win, Margaret. Maybe you'll win.
Maybe I will. And I just wanted to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy, good hunting year.
Thank you, Margaret. You too.
Thank you very much. Take care.
You got it. Bye bye. Okay, Matthew in Millersville. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Ellis.
What's up?
Caught up the week.
It's Alan, actually. Ellis is my last name.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. All good.
Wish you and all your listeners a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir.
And I was just curious. I just wanted to mention to you something that I saw on National Geographic about forged fake guns coming mm-hmm. in from the Philippines. They're manufactured in the Philippines.
Okay.
And, you know, handgun 45s, and they look exactly like they got everything. They got the serial number, and they're done very well.
I haven't heard anything about it. But you're bringing us up to date. That's good.
You don't want to be buying these guns.
No. That's for sure.
You're buying used guns.
Got it. Well, and, you know, I'm sure there's somebody out there that'd be more than glad to sell to you.
Yep.
All right, Matthew. Appreciate
right,
that.
Well, thank you
buddy.
So much.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Take-
yep. There he goes. Merry Christmas. All right. All right, look, folks, if you want to enter the muzzleloader contest, I'm sorry you got to wait for other callers who are ahead of you. But if you call, leave your name and number, and hang up, you're not in it. So if you want to call back, give us your name and number again, and not hang up, talk to me. That's part of the rules. All you do is say hi. You know, I'm not strict. You're not required to, you know, take a written test. I'm not going to quiz you or, you know, find your last name or anything else. But, you know, stay in line long enough to say hi. That's all you got to do. I'm just saying, that's the rules. Rules are the rules. It would be unfair to be a hit and run artist and then, you know, the people that do play by the rules. That's just kind of unfair to them. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'll tell you what. Getting up at 4 in the morning and two mornings in a row is not as fun as it used to be. That's for sure. Let's talk to Steve in Kent Island. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
How are you, sir?
I'm well. You?
Good. So my question is to you is, what are we doing in this state about these guys that are being caught with suppressors, whether they have a suppressor or not? What are we doing with these guys that are being caught and found guilty of poaching these deer without ever giving them a hunting license again, period, or a fishing license, period?
Well, those penalties just went into effect or going into effect here, I believe, January 2nd. The Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act of 2012 was passed, and that gives Maryland Department of Natural Resources administrative authority to suspend and revoke privileges up to 5 years. And the list of violations and penalties have been finally finalized after 4 years. The list has been put on the Maryland Register. The public comment period is closed, and it's in that process. In January 2nd, I believe, all that will go into effect, as well as the regulations that support the Maryland Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. So, to answer your question, suspension and revocation is on the table for certain violations, as is addition to the wildlife, the Wildlife Violators Compact. That is an agreement between 44 states and a couple of provinces, I believe, and Maryland is one of those states in the Wildlife Violators Compact. It basically says if you're found guilty and your license is suspended here and you just say, well, that's okay, I'll go to Colorado on my elk hunt next year. No, you won't, because you won't get a license in Colorado either, because that information is shared throughout this these compact states. So that's what's going to happen.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So, Steve, get behind the Maryland Hunting Coalition and support their efforts, because they're the ones that shepherded through the General Assembly the Poaching Restitution Act, which says if you're convicted of a poaching fine on a deer in Maryland, if you kill a white-tailed buck or a sika deer, a white-tailed buck with an antler score under 150 inches, you're going to be fined $2,000 to $5,000 upon conviction. After that, if it's a larger, big trophy buck, over 150 Boone and Crockett inches, then you're going to be fined $5,000 to $10,000. You're going to pay a $5,000 to $10,000 penalty for poaching. And then there's some other penalties involved with that, plus 80 hours of community service on both those. So, you know, that's what some of these huge fines that I've read today, huge penalties that I've got to be careful, that I've outlined today, you know, if they plead guilty, one thing. And that's what I have to check on. I have to check on all that. So make sure it's all being done correctly. All right. Let's Philip in Delaware, thanks for calling. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, sir. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. What's up?
Wanted to say hello and Merry Christmas. Getting the raffle for the gun giveaway.
You're in it.
I've got a CBA. I love it. And it's never hurts to have, a backup.
Backup, that's for sure.
You know, in case my powder gets wet. Real quick story.
Go ahead.
A couple weeks ago, had my antlerless here in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
and I was kind of late getting up. I was listening to your show and wasn't paying attention.
Don't blame me for you being late in the field.
No, sir. It was my lack of sense of time. So I look up at the clock, and I'm like, oh, man, I need to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Get packed up, out the door, climbing up in the stand. I got a permanent stand.
Right.
I've even got a little stool that I can sit there and watch my deer come in.
Right.
Well, I'm climbing up in the stand. I get my one knee up on the base and happen to look. I'm looking around as I'm going up, and the tree's in the way before you get up there to the top.
Right.
I happen to look around. I've got one knee on the base, the other leg on the ladder, and I've got four shootables. I've got, you know, seven deer altogether.
Oh, wow.
Coming right towards the stand. I'm like, oh, my God, I should have been out here 7 minutes earlier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm doing my very best to try and gently, quietly, motionless, get in the stand.
Right.
I get a leg cramp. I couldn't help it. I didn't cry out in pain and I seemed like a little sister baby, but I moved. I could not help it. And every one of those deer looked up at me and said, hey, dummy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
And by the time I could get my leg up into the stand,
gone.
The deer done said, see ya.
Yeah. I'll tell you, buddy, those leg cramps at inappropriate times are bad news, man.
And that was the first day that I had gotten it out all year.
So oh, man.
And I'm like, look at this.
Oh, that's sad.
I figured that's a good Lord's way of saying, hey, you overshoot, you come late, you pay the price.
I walked in the marsh. We probably walked 4 or 5 miles one day. We walked from dawn till like 11 o'clock in the morning in heavy waders. I mean, I was in heavy waders. We were pushing the marsh for trying to jump a sick deer. Never did. And probably saw one or two, but never got a shot. And got home that night. Of course, you know, up early, you know, long drive home. Get home that night. Finally fall into bed. I'm falling asleep. And, of course, it always happens, you know, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, both legs seized up. You talk about somebody wide awake and in a lot of pain, I'll tell you, you work those legs like you haven't worked them before, and you make some moves on those muscles that you haven't been exercising, it is nasty. It is never fails to occur at the worst possible time, that's for sure.
I was just grateful that I was able to maintain my balance.
Yeah, exactly.
All that to darn stand.
You got it.
I'm up about, I don't know, 16 foot.
Ooh.
And, it was awful. But,
all right. Well, Philip,
take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, buddy. Thank you. Thanks for that great story. See ya. Here we go. We got, let's see, who do we got here? We got Michael in Greenspring and then Vic in Hampton. Good morning, Michael. How are you? Michael,
good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's up?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I was just giving you a call to say hello and let you know not just muzzleloader season, but heading out to goose hunt this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm sorry, just took a bite of cracker. Let me wash that down. Much better. Michael, you have a wonderful day out there in the goose blind. It's a perfect day for goose. You got a little wind, you got an overcast, you got a little rain coming down. Birds should fly today, don't you think?
I think they will. And I'll let you know how we did.
Please do. Where are you headed to?
We're out here in Baltimore County.
Baltimore County. Plenty of geese. All right, Michael. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. There he goes. Vic in Hampton, and we're going to take a break. Hey, Vic. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Yep.
Yes, you're a resident philosopher.
Yes, sir.
Doing well.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. I heard you say you may have some of the same things coming up again this coming year. And anyway, yeah, I wanted to get into the muzzleloader contest. I just bought a gun case, a used gun case. That's out of the shop in Hammond for that turkey.
Oh, good, yeah.
But anyway, trying to get into see if there are any tickets left for the dinner.
Oh, yeah. Yep, plenty of tickets left.
My resolution is to do that before the end of the year.
Got it.
So anyway, we'll try to follow things and see if there's anything you can.
We've already heard from the Maryland Horse Council that they're going to be introducing a Sunday hunting bill to have all Sunday hunts end on at 10 a.m. They're going to do it again.
Yeah, which is just crazy.
I agree. Yeah. So we're going to have to play defense, but I think we might rather than just play defense this year, I think we might play a little counter offense. We're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Well, we're not saying what, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good, Alan.
All right, buddy.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you and yours, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you, Vic.
Okay.
You take care. Bye bye. There we go. There goes Vic. All right. Let's see. What are we going to do here? We're going to talk about Winter Gunderland. Rebates on shotguns, rifles, and handguns from Browning. And I'm not going to outline them all, but because I've done that, I'm not going to tell you about all the guns. I'm just going to tell you in general that Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. And if you're looking for a Browning, Clyde Sport Shop is the place to find it. He's got some great sporting clays, shotgun sports, 725s down there on special. You can take a look at it. There's rebate on them of $100, but they've got some other specials down there at Clyde Sports Shop. If you're into the shooting sports, get down and take a look at that. Now, I don't often mention this, but I will again. Gunsmithing services, you know, they've been busy because of the hunting season and that type of thing. And if you have any kind of problem with your firearm, make sure you get down in touch with Clyde Sports Shop. The gunsmiths are there, more than glad to mount a scope and bore sight it for you. They do most of my gunsmithing work. Get a little done at Hafer's out there in Hagerstown. But, you know, if it's just a bore sighting or something like that or scope mounting, we get it done at Clyde Sports Shop. Been dealing with them for 30 years. Clyde Sports Shop. Highly recommend them. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer. Fishing and hunting like crazy if you're into it. Chris Klaproth, our producer for the first hour, he was in the other day. He was in there licking his chops at a couple of things. So, we just invite you to go to Clyde's, even today, if you're looking for a last-minute Christmas item. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. Been in business almost 60 years. 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports. .com is website. Oh, 7 days a week. Probably not open Christmas. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linux at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux spray-on bedliners. You know Linux spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linux premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linux Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linux and Catonsville Linux now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linux bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linux at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linux, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Hey, the 2017 Great American Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the world's largest consumer outdoor show, 9 days, celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions, exhibitors and events that span over 650,000 square feet. With over 1,100 exhibitors, you'll find everything you need to enjoy the outdoors. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 4th through 12th in Harrisburg. For more details and for tickets, you can go to greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. And don't forget the NRA Country Concert on February 11th features Dustin Lynch, Granger Smith, with special guest Tara Thompson. Again, tickets and all the other information, that's Saturday, February 11th, by the way. Doors open at 6:30 for the concert. Tickets, go to greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time only on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
All right, let's go right to our calls. We got them all lined up here today. Let's see who's waited the longest. That would be Chuck in Middle River, then Frank, Colleen, and Geraldine. Good morning, Frank. Chuck, how are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for waiting.
I live down in Chase there. He's head Middle River, but actually I live on the water there on the Gunpowder, kind of look across over
okay.
Downtown, over at Dave's Cove.
Yeah, okay. What's on your mind? Yeah. We're running out of time, buddy.
Oh, okay. I'll just make it quick. Well, I wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
You were talking about the leg cramps, right?
Yep.
And I have to suffer from that same problem from time to time.
Right.
It's bad. Make you dance around the room, sound like you're having sex, you know?
Whatever,
anyway,
Chuck.
Yeah, no, really moaning and groaning. Anyway,
yeah, I get it. Come on.
Someone got me talking to take a spoonful of mustard. You take some mustard and take it real quick, and it will make that cramp go away.
Sounds yucky, but I'll try it.
But it does work, believe me, just a taste of it. So,
all right.
Anyway, go to the next one, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks. See ya. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Frank in Chestertown. Good morning. How are you, Frank?
Good morning, man.
Oh, yikes. I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks. Taking my buddy Nick goose hunting this morning.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, he had said he called in earlier, so
yep.
he asked me that I should probably call in and enter the contest.
That's a good idea.
Called in.
You got it.
So...
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
And good luck out there today. Shoot straight.
Sure, thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. There we go. Colleen in Vero Beach. Good morning.
Hey, Alan, I called before about that trivia contest.
Yeah. What's up?
Okay, I'm sorry. I wanted to enter the contest, My granddaughter's boyfriend is a hunter.
Okay. Are you in it? Did Pepe get your number?
He got my phone number.
That's all we need.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Thanks, Colleen.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. Good morning, Geraldine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. What's
Happy
up?
Happy holidays to you, and I'm calling in about the Muslim.
Okay.
And let me tell you, do like the gentleman told you about the mustard, it works.
It works.
Yes, it works. I've used it several times.
Mustard for leg cramps.
Yes, mustards. I keep mustard packs by my bed. I'm serious.
You mean yellow mustard, just like you
yellow
get at the
mustard.
Fast food.
It's turmeric. The turmeric is good for cramps.
Turmeric. Okay. We'll keep that
in
mind.
Another thing.
Yeah.
I happened to look out in my backyard last Sunday. There were three nice little tender vittles.
Tender vittles.
As if I had a bow, if I just had a bow and arrow at that time, I think I would have me a nice little meal.
Geraldine, thank you for the call, dear. Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh.
All right. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. There she goes. Okay, I learned something new today, folks. You can take mustard if you get leg cramps. Mustard. I'm good with it. I don't know why it works, but what do you think, Pepe? Mustard? You'll take that? Huh? You thought it was funny. Okay. All right. Well, maybe it's funny, maybe it's not. But I'll tell you what, get a leg cramp. I'm gonna go and I guess a squeeze bottle would probably be the best. You just squeeze a big old blob there and swallow it right down. I personally like mine on hot dogs, though. But I don't know. Does processed meat add to the problem? It's such a dilemma. I don't know what to do. I don't necessarily want to, well, I like mustard. That's a good thing. Maybe mix a little relish with it. I don't know. I'll tell you, maybe it's just the taste of all that mustard in your mouth that takes your mind off the leg cramp and tricks your brain. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Everybody, get your loved ones close to you this season. Give your better half a nice hug and a kiss. Wish a Merry Christmas for me. Remember the true meaning of the season. Glad tidings of great joy.